Welcome back to the Espresso Boys podcast, the podcast about nothing, where we talk about everything. I'm your cute boy, Espresso Boy, Caleb Tegler.
I'm your bad boy, Espresso Boy, Brandon Thomas Dahl, Hyphen Holly.
We're coming to you early again. We got another morning cast. We're recording the morning of. That's why this is going up a little bit late. But,
yes,
it's going to be a good one.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
What's your topic, Brandon?
North Korea.
My topic is, on a similar note, fashion. Let's talk about business, Brandon.
Business. First things first, I want to give a shout out to Liam. Saw him at a stoplight. We exchanged glances. We said hello to each other. He said he likes our show. So appreciate you, Liam. Thanks for
love you.
Thanks for getting my attention. I thought that was great. I love you for it. And then what other business we got?
Like always, we have our Patreon. www.patreon.com/ExpressoBoys.
We did it.
Dude,
yeah.
We're so good.
We got it down.
We're on it this morning.
Yeah, we're ready.
We have different tiers there. You can donate at different levels, get different perks. We would love for you to go there and give us a little cha-change.
Check it out. See if anything makes sense for you. Our goal is to always increase our production value of what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. It drives me insane. Like, if something doesn't sound legit. So, any patrons on there are helping to go towards new microphones,
we have some
new
fun
setup, new stuff.
Fun trips that we'd like to go on eventually once we get enough patrons.
Big time goals. Yeah, we want to be able to do, I just want to do YouTube videos as well as podcasts, obviously.
We got a camera now, though.
We got a camera.
So we're ready.
But yeah, I want to do some like dope videos and make funny things and do all that kind of stuff. But a little bit challenging as of now. So any sort of patron that are on our Patreon page, you guys are helping towards those kinds of goals, which is awesome. So
www.patreon.com/ExpressoBoys with an X. Next is our Instagram and Twitter at The Espresso Boys. We posted a lot of funny things. Brandon did a McDonald's burger food review this week.
Yeah.
Which was very, very
insightful.
Insightful.
And helpful to the rest of the community, I hope. Because you know what I should have done, honestly? I should have done them side by side to like a normal cheeseburger.
We're learning, man. We're learning.
We're learning. We're
figuring
out.
Next McDonald's food review, we got it down though.
Yeah. I will tell you though, it just tasted a little saltier. I guess it was nice, I suppose. Like, it was fine.
Yeah.
But it wasn't. Also, and I just think it's funny how they're like, this one's fresh, guys. Trust us.
Yeah, they advertise it as fresh meat.
Wait, what about all the other stuff?
What's all the other stuff?
Don't worry about that. This one's the good one, though. You're going to want to try this one for sure. And it unfortunately worked. I was watching the whole playoffs for the NBA. Uh-huh. And so I have to see commercials for the first time in my life ever, apparently.
Unfortunately.
But they work because I've seen so many McDonald's commercials. And it's just, but I just did it. I didn't do it because I wanted to. I did it for the fans.
They wanted you to. McDonald's wanted
you. Yeah, this episode of Espresso Boys is brought to you by McDonald's.
Let's get into our first topic today, and that is fashion.
Fashion.
Here's my question for you, Brandon.
Yep.
And this might sound like a negative thing, but it's not. I'm just trying to make this a broad question, okay?
Okay.
Why do you dress the way you do?
All right. I dress the way that I do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, that's a good question. It's kind of an existential question. Now I'm really
Who
pondering.
Are you
on
really,
yeah, I'm pondering
Brandon?
Myself. You see, I don't think. I dress the way that I do because I think it looks fine. I don't.
Okay.
I mean, yes, there's times where I'll dress up, right? Mm-hmm. And I'll dress that way because I think it looks good. Mm-hmm. And that's all ultimately based on the standards that is in trend with fashion, most often
and
than not.
Let me just say this. Right now, you're rocking a nice pair of basketball shorts.
Wearing some basketball shorts and a t-shirt. Mm-hmm. I had a hat on at one point. Decided to
took it off.
Take
his hair
thing
is
off.
Out.
I'm not even wearing socks. So my standards are kind of all over the place, to be perfectly honest with you. I think that, but then at the same time, like, I'll dress the way that people will say looks good, but it's not fashion forward. It's pretty vanilla.
You mean like jeans, button up,
right?
Shoes?
Yeah, just like nice shoes, jeans, button up, like that kind of stuff. That's me, like, if I'm feeling like I wanted to actually do, like, clearly right now I'm not dressed in any sort of
it's
way
early.
To impress.
It's early, man.
It's early.
It's early.
Who am I? I mean, we're good. We're comfortable with each other.
Yeah.
I feel like I can dress this way and I'd be fine. But, like, you know, if Samantha and I go do something, I'll put on something a little nicer and all that just to appease the people, yeah. Right?
Do you think, here's a question for you. You're a marriedsman.
Yeah, I'm a marriedsman.
Do you think that your style has changed or gotten better since you got married?
I don't know. I have a lot of the same clothes. I don't really buy a lot of clothes, okay. Which is, Samantha and I keep trying to say we need to get some more clothes because I'm hopefully going to get some job interviews soon, yeah. And all of that. So I need to get like some clothes to just make me feel a little more confident, right? Mm-hmm. But I don't have many of the, like too many the same, I have a lot of the same clothes. So I don't know that it's gotten better. She is really good at pointing out when things don't go well together. So maybe it has, and I just don't notice. Maybe I've just gotten used to it subliminally. Mm-hmm. But
I'll say I've known you for a couple of years now, mm-hmm. and since I've known you, you've worn the same pair of jeans with the pocket in the back ripped off.
That's mine. Yep,
that's your style.
That's my trademark.
You think that, in a nutshell, that's your style?
Yeah, pretty much. I'm like, it works. It's good, and that's fine.
I
by
said
me.
I know someone who could stitch those up. No, you I'm don't good. Want it.
I just wear. Then I won't have jeans to wear until they're ready.
So here's another question, Brendan.
Well, also side note. I have like 5 pairs of jeans in my closet.
No, yeah.
I still only wear those ones, which is interesting to me.
He actually ripped the pocket off of all of them.
All of them.
When you were younger.
Yeah.
When I was in like elementary school, I remember I had these like olive green shorts with like this stitched eagle.
Yeah.
Kind of on the side.
Yeah.
And then I had this shirt. That was the same olive green color, and it had this yellow eagle.
You loved eagles.
On the chest.
This dude loves America.
And I was like, these match. These look great together. So I thought that was like a good outfit.
Yeah, you're
Do you have
anything
like that?
Like that you think that it isn't good?
Something that like when you were younger you thought looked good, but in the long run really didn't.
I used to wear overalls pretty frequently.
Yeah, like when you were super little or... When you were like too old for overalls?
No, I guess I was probably crossing the line. I had an older sister. She was older by 3 years. Uh-huh. So she told me very often when things did not make sense. But she didn't do it like, hey, bud, like maybe let's switch it up. She probably would just say like, you look like a freaking monster.
Yeah.
You're an awful person and I hate you. My sister and I did not get along when we were younger. Not even a little bit. I pushed her in a thorn bush one time and that felt good. And she was just insane. It was the worst. Worst time growing up with an older sibling, mm-hmm. that this was my life, and she was torturing me all the time and all this good stuff, and then my mom and dad kept saying like, one day Brooke, that's her name, like one day he's gonna get bigger than you and you're gonna be real bummed and that's gonna be a problem, mm-hmm. and I don't know what happened. I just snapped. It's like A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
When the boy snaps on the bully and just starts whooping on him. Uh-huh. That's kind of like what happened in my head. And so my first thought was, there's a thorn bush right there. Sister's going
pretty,
in it.
That's pretty savage, man.
Dude, it was rough.
Just
and so
pushed
I,
her into a thorn
dude,
bush.
I pushed her into that thing. Not fun for her. But then I remember my dad, like I got in trouble, but my dad like put me in my room. And I think it was like, I don't remember even a big consequence for it. I think he kind of understood. It's like, that makes sense.
You did what you did.
Yeah. So anyways, I pushed her in a thorn bush. That felt good. But all that to say, I do remember one time I was sitting on a trampoline with my cousin Chris, uh-huh. and my
name
sister.
Drop.
My sister Brooke, double name drop.
Stop, dude, stop.
What can I say? I know people. And I remember wearing this like O'Neill gray shirt and nice. Khaki looking colored shorts or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like just, I actually looked normal. And I think I was in like fourth grade or something like that. And they were talking about how I don't dress like I'm not. I don't usually dress good, and they're like, "This outfit looks fine." And I was like, "Okay, like, all right, I'm using this as a staple now." And so
that was a life changing,
a real
moment
defining
for you.
Moment. Yeah, but yeah, I don't. I think I just, you know, I'm just gonna keep it nice and even. Even when like the long, crazy long shirts were super popular, I have one, and I just wear it because it's comfortable.
Yeah,
but not because it's like a fashion statement, right? Mm-hmm. Or like the furry boots. Never gonna get
furry
those
boots.
Not like, you know what I mean, like the
Uggs.
The no, not Uggs.
You got a pair of Uggs, don't you?
I got a couple of those. What are those like youth pastors wear them?
Oh, the Chelsea boots.
There you go.
Yeah,
those.
Yeah, yeah.
Not gonna ever get those.
Yeah, I'm not really into Chelsea boots.
And like that's not my thing. Ripped jeans. I got my one
Your
with
pocket.
The rip in the back pocket.
But that's like nobody else has a rip in their back.
Right,
pocket.
Right, right, right. That's so that's kind of my thing. But yeah, I can't really get into that stuff too much. Which is why I hate the style that's happening right now.
You love it. You've told me
so much. I think this is probably the second or third time we brought it up on this podcast. I hate it so much because
I don't think
it's such a bold. Have we never?
No, I don't think so.
Oh my gosh.
Brandon, go in.
Such a bold, ridiculous statement that doesn't look good. It doesn't flatter. Nothing about it. It just screams lazy. It's like, you're not, I don't know. I don't get it. I think, okay,
call
you know what?
Some people out.
I don't want to use anyone's name, but I will say this. JoJo, only guy that I've seen can pull it off.
Oh, yeah. JoJo can do
whatever he
wants.
Whatever he wants to do. It's like, you look great. Yeah. You look awesome. I wish I could be you. Like this weekend at church,
yeah,
he wears some. If I put the same jeans on that he wore, I would look like a 55-year-old dad that was borderline homeless.
Yeah, yeah.
He wears those jeans with his yellow shirt, button-up shirt tucked in. I'm like, how does that work? That doesn't make any sense.
I know.
But he's an exception, people. You can't just do that and say it's good, all right? Like, you have to have close people around you. And so here, this is a public service announcement. Most of you don't look good.
It's the hard
truth.
Is
that too much?
No. Keep it going.
here's the thing.
Let me put this gently. Yeah. You don't look good.
Here's the thing. Also, I think that's like the, I don't know. I think it might just be a new thing where, you know, before it was the Chelsea boots, long shirt, ripped jeans, a kind of an over, like you fit into every part of the culture as far as fashion goes.
Uh-huh.
Now it's kind of like, it seems like it might just be a little bit of the opposite.
The pendulum
of like,
swung back.
Yeah. A little bit to where it's like, you know what? I'm going to spend instead of $400 on shoes, I'll go to my Goodwill and I'll get a $3 pair of shoes. And like, that's, it's kind of a weird, I feel like it's taking a weird turn. Again, I don't like it. I think it's lazy. I think you, I don't know. I could never feel confident walking out of the door looking like looking the way a lot of people look.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe I'm just an awful person. And I'll admit it. Yeah, I'm an awful person, sure. Do what you want to do.
Just know you're not getting the bad boy's seal of approval.
You're just not getting my seal of approval. But at the same time, who cares? Like, you don't need my approval. Yeah. You're going to be fine. And if you like it, you like it. If you feel
styles
good about
change.
It, you feel good about it. I wouldn't. That's just my personal opinion. Like, and that's fine.
Look like a garbage baby.
I'm not even going to say that. I just don't think it looks flattering. I don't think it looks great. But you know what? You're going to do what you're going to do. And that's great. You shouldn't need the bad boy's seal of approval to feel good about yourself.
But you should want it.
You don't need it? You shouldn't even want it. Who cares? What am I? We have 100 listeners. 110.
Yeah. Please give me the 100.
Who am I? I have a rip pocket in my back jeans. The back of my jeans.
I remember in middle school.
Was that too much for the early morning?
No, we feeling good? No. No.
Just a lot of pinned up aggression, I guess. Sorry about that, listeners.
Dude, his face is red. Oh, my
Just
God.
Just steaming. Steaming over here.
In middle school. Well, so I have an older brother who's 2 years older than me, and he was always a lot taller than me,
mm-hmm.
as older brothers are, and so he would always get, like, these real baggy jeans, and then my mom would buy me, like, these jeans.
Chinkos?
Not Jinkos, not that baggy, no. But that's what my mom would buy him, and then she would get me these jeans that were, like, awkward on me, and I didn't like them, mm-hmm. so I'd steal my brother's jeans that were too big,
yeah,
and I'd wear them, and, like, the bottoms would get all ripped up because they were dragging on the ground.
Yep.
But then I'd take all his jeans, so all he'd have was my jeans, and so he'd be wearing, like, floods. I don't know why he didn't
get
like,
away with it now if he wants to try again.
For sure, yeah. Yeah, so, you know, I was pretty fashion forward.
Wait, why didn't he just take back his jeans?
I don't know.
Really aggressive older brother you had there.
Well, I think now, for my style, I describe myself as a wannabe skater boy.
Okay.
Yeah. I wear Vans mostly because it's easy and cheap.
Sure. They're kind of style, like, they're not, they don't really, what's the word I'm looking for? They just don't, like, their style doesn't die.
Yeah.
It's just, I don't know
it's
the
a
right
cult
word.
Classic.
There you go. Okay, sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I wear Vans. I'll wear, like, Levi's jeans. I'm pretty simple, I think. Occasionally I'll find a shirt that's a little edgy maybe, and I'll wear that.
Yeah.
But here's, I think, where I wanted to go with this is we're both pretty conservative in our clothing.
Yes.
We don't try to stand out too much.
Right.
Do you sometimes wish you could?
No.
No?
It's just not my personality. That's kind of what it comes down to. No, I'm not the kind of guy that really wants to get all the spotlight on him kind of thing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's why you have a podcast.
Right. Well, it's kind of funny though, because like my personality is not, I'm not the life of the party, right? Uh-huh. I'm not the one that's going to go into a room and everyone's going to be like, oh, Brandon's here. Everyone, Brandon's here. We're about to have a great time now. Like, that's just not who I am at all. I don't like going to parties. I'm mm-hmm. way more comfortable sitting at home solo or with yeah. Samantha and that's it kind of thing. But I still enjoy doing like creative stuff. So it's kind of a weird...
got to put yourself out there.
I mean, it's kind of a weird little balance between the two, or of like, I have to, if I, the creative aspects that I like to do and all that generally are, you know, with me being a predominant feature in them, but it doesn't yeah. like, I don't necessarily want that to be the case all the time. You know what I mean? So it's kind of interesting.
I'm just going to throw this out there and you can say what you want. Okay. I've been thinking about getting a fur coat.
Wait, what? For real? Wait, why?
I don't know, man. I just think it'd be so cool.
You know who looks good in a fur coat?
Who?
Brad Pitt on Fight Club.
Oh, yeah.
If you can look like Brad Pitt on Fight okay. Club, you got to shave your head first and not wear a shirt underneath it.
Dude, I like that.
Yeah.
No, yeah, you got me. Before we started recording, we talked a little bit about Solo.
Yeah.
Brandon has not seen it yet, I have. But there's a lot of fur coats in that movie.
Okay.
And I'll tell you what, they looked good.
You gotta show me like an example or something, because I just can't get my head around it.
Okay, let me see here.
Listen, while Caleb's looking that up, I just feel like I need to backpedal a little bit from the harsh comments that I made earlier.
No. Too late, man.
No, listen.
It's too late. This is live.
Listen. My bad. All right? You got me. Maybe that was too much. I don't know.
Feeling guilty?
I just might be feeling a little guilty about it. I lied about it all. I love it. I think it's great. Okay, there. You got me.
Here it is, Brandon. Okay. And this isn't exactly what I'd want, but this is pretty close, okay?
If it's a picture of Donald Glover.
Oh, no, it's not.
Oh, then I don't want to see it.
Okay, I'll put it down.
That's bold.
And that's what I'm saying. What if I wore this, like, once a year? This is like a once-a-year coat.
Man. I want to say you can do it. I want to see you do it. I just don't know. I can't envision it, but it'd be rad if you got a fur coat.
It's only $100.
100 euros.
100 euros. You're right.
I think that if it could be one of those things that you get and it just like, you know, it's a little bit crazy. So it works.
What if I become like the fur coat guy?
That'd be great, dude.
I can be the fur coat espresso boy. Anytime I'm out, I'm wearing a fur coat.
I just don't know that I've ever actually even put on a fur coat. I don't know if like that. Maybe that's my problem. I just can't envision it.
And let me clarify. I probably won't do this, just so you know. But I've been thinking about it.
Not unless we get enough patrons.
Yeah. If we get 100 patrons, I'll buy myself a fur coat.
Perfect. Just for you viewers.
What a good
steward of my money.
Yeah. You guys are supporting my fur coat.
He's going to have a closet full of fur coats.
Uh-huh. I think that's it for this topic.
Sweet.
But before we transition to the next topic, I have something I should have said in the business, but I didn't.
We can chop it in.
No, it's okay.
All right.
It'll just take a second. You remember the story I told a few, like on episode 10 or something about that wedding I was at?
Yes.
The lovely, beautiful wedding that was terrible.
They didn't listen, did they?
No.
Oh, good. All right.
But I ran into the lovely bride and groom.
Good.
At the Best Buy yesterday.
Nice.
And he asked me what I've been up to. And I almost brought up the podcast. I was going to, you know, plug it a little bit.
Sure.
But then I stopped myself. I bit my tongue and I was like, what if he listens to the episode?
Could you imagine the horror?
That would be so bad.
We talk so much garbage. Well, I didn't. Hey, my hands are clean of this. I only talk garbage about fashion.
Yeah.
You talk garbage about people. All right.
So who's really the bad boy?
Yeah, that's true, dude. I wipe my hands clean of this, man.
Yeah. So hopefully they never listen. But if they do, it was a trash wedding.
Dude, we're salty this morning. What's going on?
It's just too early.
Real quick, before we jump into our next topic, last week we talked about our daily dose of vitamin G.
Gary V. Yeah.
We kind of set some goals for what our week would look like. How'd you go? How'd you do?
I think I did good.
Yeah.
I've been, so there's that photo shoot I talked about.
Yeah.
I've been prepping for it. I've been, doing some research. I bought a camera.
Okay. So is that like brand spanking new?
Yeah.
Dude, good job, man. That's awesome.
It's a Canon Rebel ST5000. I don't know exactly what it's called.
Dang.
But yeah, I'm very happy with it. I've been using it a little bit the past few days and doing some research on how to get the lighting right for what I want to do. And yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's dope. Excited. That's super cool. Well,
what about you?
So my thing was esports, really the kind of primal focus. And so I applied for like 4 or 5 different jobs for like in that field a little bit. But it's kind of an interesting niche. Just trying to find the right kind of area for it, mm-hmm. or like my skill set in that area. So I'm applying for those and I'm trying to get right contacts with the right kinds of people, but I'm moving forward, man. Nice, I'm going to do it. I just, you know what? I've decided I'm going to be moving to the most like influential city in America. There's bound to be some sort of connection that I can make.
Fairfield, Connecticut.
I feel like there's got to be some sort of connection I can get. So I'm just trying to get like, if I can get into any sort of company that is affiliated, Twitch would be the best company I could try to. So I'm like, dude, I applied for an executive assistant job. But I'm hoping that I'm hoping it gets my foot in the door to where they're like, this is not your role, but I've seen some strengths in you, sir. Let's move you to this department. That'd be great.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, if I can get a job at Twitch, then I feel like, boom, foot in the door. Now I can just let them know my intentions. I want to do more stuff with esports and all that kind of thing. And then I feel like that'll at least get the ball moving. So we'll see, man.
You also posted a video on your YouTube channel.
I did.
I enjoyed it. It was a funny video.
Thank you.
Go check it out at B-Doll Hall. Is that right?
I think that's it. Yeah, B-Doll Hall.
On YouTube.
Yeah, B-Doll Hall. That's the one.
If you see Dr. Phil as the little profile picture.
Yep, that's me. That's the reason for that is like I wanted to, I have a little Twitch. I don't really stream, but whenever I do, I do stream. And I wanted my podcast to be, my stream to be a stream for the modern era, an advice stream for the modern era, I was like, when I was creating my account, I was like, well, who can I use that would be like a good therapist, like as an icon? Dr. Phil popped up. I'm like, done. Who's better than Dr. Phil? So anyways, yeah, you can go check that if you want. It's just fun. Whatever.
It's a fun video. So let's jump in.
Next topic.
Topic 2, North Korea.
So we've been doing this new little format, which Caleb and I have been enjoying. And I think for the most part,
we did a poll on Instagram and
most of
like 97% enjoys this.
Be enjoying this. So doing a little fun bit in the beginning. Maybe we'll get a little salty in the beginning too, apparently. And then we jump into a little bit more of a serious conversation.
Discussion.
So this week we're talking about North Korea. Now, Caleb.
Yeah.
Have you seen much of what's happening in the world as of late with North Korea specifically?
A little bit, yes. I was somewhat familiar with what was going on, but then you told me we're doing this topic, so I did a little more research.
Nice.
Because you know we try to be professional.
Sure.
And I have no clue what's going on. No, I'm kidding.
Okay. And I got
distracted. So yeah, I know a little bit. I'm not.
So I did a little bit more research this morning, and first off, let's go back to the beginning, shall we?
Kim Jong Il.
Not yet. That's too far ahead.
Okay.
So when we look at North Korea and South Korea, sometimes the question might come into your head: why not just one Korea? Well, after World War II, that's when they officially split, and it ultimately ended the reign of Japan over these North and South Korea. So after World War II, Russia controlled North Korea, and the United States didn't necessarily control South Korea, but they had like military bases. And the same might be for Russia, but a little bit more heavy-fisted in Russia. So anyways, these two split. North South Korea became a thing. And I forgot the leader of North Korea, but he was Kim Jong-il's father, I believe.
Yeah.
So anyways, basically they split in 1950 or around 1950s or anything, or whatever, after World War II. So from that point, we have two completely different leaderships happening from North and South. North is more based off of like the Russian leader leadership, which is more dictatorship and all that kind of stuff. And then South, more not Republican, but more so in that sense, since it was primarily controlled by America, right? So we have this sort of dictatorship happening up in North and the opposite happening in the South. And again, for if you're a history buff and you know more about this, I'm not, you know, this could be slightly off, but based on what I read and watched, this is kind of what I'm gathering. So anyways, North Korea had always had this sort of dictatorship. So when you have, I forgot his name, but Kim Jong-il's father was reigning. He passed away, passed it on to Kim Jong-il. Kim Jong-il is the one who is the crazy guy that we all have seen the funny, funny South Park bits about, right? The have you seen Team America?
No.
You shouldn't. It's a bad movie.
Okay.
But I watched it before I was a good boy. And anyways, do you know about Kim Jong-il?
Yeah.
Yeah. So homeboy was nuts, like, and power hungry and crazy, like aggressive about everything. They were,
he wanted to become like a, what's it called? Self, independent country where like they didn't have to rely on anybody else except for themselves.
Yep. And so that kind of screwed them because it put them into a complete state of poverty. And the craziest stuff, dude, if there's a Vice documentary on North Korea, it is insane. Like, the propaganda of that place is insane. So if you get the opportunity, well now, so this is kind of the reason why I want to bring it up. It's changed a bit more, but less than 2 months ago, less than a year ago, if you got into North Korea as an outsider of any kind, you were greeted at the plane by basically your tour guide, and wherever that tour guide was taking you, you didn't have a say in it because you couldn't just be like, oh no, I'm going to go this way. Nope. You're following this guy that we're taking you to. So like journalists, for example, if they would go there, they would only show them the best of the best of the best. And so I think it's in this Vice documentary about it. It looks like a movie set.
I think I've seen this like a long time ago.
Yeah. It's crazy, dude. It looks like a movie set because it's pretty much is like there's storefronts that don't have an actual store behind them.
James Franco movie?
Yep.
Yeah.
It's very much like that. It's crazy, dude. And so, yeah, these tour guides, quote tour guides, that were basically just like, I don't know, they would just take them wherever they wanted to go. So they would take them to like these salon parlors where the people would just be so happy to be there. Oh, wow, it's so nice to see you. I'm just cutting this person's hair. Yeah. And the guy, like all of them are actors. All these people are just like, it's literally like that.
Yeah.
And they go to this hospital and they're sitting down, or they go to this hospital that's like this beautiful, super nice hospital, but it's super ghostly empty because they're just actors that are in there. They go to this room where this patient is and this nurse are there, and the nurses, they're all greeted, like they're ready for the people to walk into the room to be greeted by the journalists and all this other stuff. It's insane. It's like, it's creepy, creepy, creepy. It's Truman Show, but like creepy Truman Show. And so Kim Jong-un is the successor of Kim Jong-il, and Kim Jong-un has had this like, so I was watching this documentary this morning, and if you watch the funeral of Kim Jong-il, it's also insane because the people of North Korea have been like not necessarily brainwashed, but indoctrinated that the leaders of North Korea, they are a demigod.
Yeah.
Like they are, like, they have once a week you go to a class where you basically honor your leader.
Yeah.
And like, it's insane. So they had like on, Kim Jong-il's death, they had the funeral and they had like the cars going around like a parade type of thing. And it was just like, you see people just weeping and wailing and just going insane because this person has died and all this craziness, dude, it's insane. And so in that parade, not a parade, I can't think of a better term, but in that caravan, Kim Jong-un is there as well. And you can see him crying and all this other stuff. And one of the people that like was in the documentary was basically saying, it looks like he's terrified of taking on this role because North Korea would tell you that they had been grooming him from a young age to do what he needed to do. But he's not the oldest of the Kim Jong-il dynasty. He's like the third.
Didn't he? I heard he killed his brother.
I think I heard that. I didn't
see. He like because I guess his older brother was the actual successor to the throne. I don't know what to say. Mm-hmm. But and I guess he wanted it, or I don't know.
So
but his older brother didn't.
His older brother didn't get it because Kim Jong-il didn't appoint him to it because of he had a super foolish arrest in Japan, I think. Mm-hmm. And it was because he had a fake passport to get into Disneyland or something like that. And so it was like...
Just wanted Disney, man.
He just wanted Disney. So he just was kind of like the black sheep of the family. Mm-hmm. And then the second oldest was this, in their opinion, a super weak-minded and just like sensitive person. Mm-hmm. He's like, this is not the guy that run the country. Yeah. So Kim Jong-un was the one to take the throne. So yeah, he could have. I didn't see that specifically, but I feel like I remember that. But maybe that's just in my head. But anyways, yeah, so... One of the guys in the documentary was saying, like, this, the North Korea would tell you that he'd been grooming him from a young child, but that's not the case because Kim Jong-il was so power hungry and, like, he had his own thing set up and all that stuff. That when he died rather suddenly, like, people saw his health decreasing, but he wasn't about to say that. Like, that wasn't going to be the reality of it. And so when he died, now this 20-something-year-old kid is taking over all of North Korea from a super power hungry leader. And North Korea is crazy poverty stricken. There's food shortages all over. There's documentaries, dude, where you see like the true North Korea, and it's not this like utopia looking thing. It's like a poverty stricken country. It's kind of wild. So Kim Jong-un takes over control, and his main like name of the game is power, 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 power. So he starts building nuclear weapons and starts to build up his army and that kind of thing. And so I'm sure you've heard some of it from the news. He starts firing off missiles to like test missiles and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I remember, I think it was like a year or two ago, he fired one towards the United States and it didn't like reach it at all. Like it got to like the middle of the ocean and dropped in or whatever. But I just thought it was a funny, like, I thought it was a kind of a power move of the United States to be like, we're not even going to react to that. Like, whatever, just do what you're going to do. It's not even going to get near us or whatever. But now, recently, he actually has nuclear power and like he has nuclear weapons and it's a thing. Like they've advanced in that, in that kind of world. So all of this coming down to this point, last month, Kim Jong-un met with South Korea and he was one of the first leaders to meet with them. If not the first time, they have had little to no.
I think this was the second time.
The second time?
They met up, yeah.
Yeah. So they crossed borders and all that. Like they had a super good meeting and they met. Which is significant for like, it's a historical moment, so to speak. And then Kim Jong-un also agreed to cancel nuclear testing and close down one of his testing sites. Mm-hmm. So, why do you think that is? In the midst of all this, let's bring in Trump into this. That
you can't, dude.
Sorry. Okay, then just never mind. So, in the midst of all of this, we've seen much interaction between North Korea and United States.
Donald Trump has a bigger button.
He has a way bigger button.
His button is huge.
Yeah. So, he has had that. I imagine there's some pressure on North Korea from the United States, knowing that we are a powerhouse. Like
huge powerhouse.
We're huge.
They're huge.
Like a $600 billion army type of like military force, I think is our thing.
Our military is like... It's the same as like the, so we're number one, obviously, military wise.
Obviously.
And obviously.
Freaking America.
America. And we like the next nine people after us is like, that's how big ours is.
There you go. Yeah. Wow. So yeah. So we are a powerhouse to say the least. So all that to say, now back to the question, why do you think now he decided this is the time to like, basically here's my two thoughts. Is it a incredibly strategic foreign like political move, or is it like a sneaky mastermind of like destruction? You know what I mean? Like I'm gonna get them on my good side so that I can sneak in and make like, it happen.
And I'm obviously a politician,
right?
So I know what I'm talking about,
right?
But I feel like it would have to be a little bit manipulative. That's looking at their past and their history, because like
this is the same
very
country,
uncharacteristic,
right? So that's my thing too. And this is like this is kind of why I wanted to talk about it on the podcast for all the listeners. Look it up yourself, because it's something significant that's happening, and like it's good to have an opinion on these types of things and to understand what's going on, especially with this kind of this historical event taking place, because this is the very same country that has propaganda on the city streets talking about how America is the worst enemy that North Korea has.
Yeah,
like they have an instrumental play. There was a video of someone taking a video of I'm going to rephrase that because I'm going to say video a lot right now. So there was someone taking a video of a video playing in the city of North Korea where it had like this instrumental of "We are the world." We are instrumental playing like that. And it was like a video of someone dreaming of New York on fire while that song was playing in the background. So like, this is their propaganda that they have. They hate America. Well, not all of them, can't say that, but like that's what they've been indoctrinated to believe. Most of them hate America. We're the worst enemies that we could have, like all bad. And now it's like, yeah, we'll meet with you.
Yeah. It's,
does that feel weird?
It's very weird. And
now that we have nuclear weapons, yeah, let's talk.
Especially because Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump, like since he's been in office, have been very, I feel like, anti each other.
Okay. So then, yeah, this brings up my other thought. Is this something that Donald Trump has actually made happen? Because Barack Obama was not exactly aggressive in any sense, right? But now Daddy Trump's in office. He's literally saying that he would beat Joe Biden down. Like, he literally said he would knock him out cold, right? And so clearly a slight change in leadership. Do you think that kind of aggression and like just overall, like, I can't think of the right words, but like,
you think they're like, they see each other as like kindred spirits? They're not like, even, like brothers in arms.
That I guess, yeah, that. Or is it like Kim Jong-un is like, all right, maybe this guy isn't messing around.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, is it that much of a power move?
Kim Jong-un's like, dude, I thought I was the loose cannon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Maybe Kim Jong-un is the one that's like, you know what? This guy's kind of losing his mind.
Yeah.
That's funny. Exactly what it is.
Yeah, that honestly could be it. And I have a question. Is, because originally North Korea and Russia were allies, correct?
Yeah.
Are they still?
I think they're still connected, but I think China is the has the biggest connection.
Because we all know Trump and Putin are kind of BFFs. So I don't know. Do you have anything like you could add to that? Or is that just irrelevant to what we're talking about?
So North Korea has a relationship with Russia, but apparently it's complicated.
Okay.
Facebook joke insert. Right? It's complicated. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
This is why we do this, people, just to make you all laugh so hard.
We actually planned that joke. That's how we did this whole topic, was just for that one joke.
We just wanted
to say, you're
welcome.
So, we'll see you next week.
So yeah, their allies are Russia, China, France, Japan, now South Korea, more so than before, and then United Kingdom. So they have allies in certain ways. But
they are very self-reliant as well.
Yeah, and that's kind of the thing they want to be, and that's like they want to be on their own. They want to do their own thing,
which I feel like would kind of shoot you in the foot more than anything,
right?
Because then you kind of have everybody against you. Even if you do have allies, like, there would be less trust there, because you are trying to be completely independent.
But the thing too is that China has said like they will not let any sort of war take place within that peninsula. Mm-hmm. So in a way, whether they like China agrees with North Korea or not, they're still like, we don't want that to like happen for the sake of our people, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So there's a handful of different reasons why people are saying North Korea has now finally decided to do that. I honestly think that the fact that Donald Trump is as aggressive and like forward as he is, mm-hmm. I think that Kim Jong-un realizes he's not really playing games, and there's probably a threat there for sure.
Yeah.
And when I think Kim Jong-un's a small dog with a loud bark kind of thing. Whereas United States with Trump in office is just a bulldog with the loudest bark and the sharpest teeth. Like, cause we have that ability and we're the most powerful country, that kind of thing. So I think that there's some threat there for Kim Jong-un to be like, all right, we got to figure this out and work something out here because I don't want to lose all that I've gained. But at the same time, he took over North Korea when it was still poverty stricken.
Yeah.
And so, if they are consistently creating issues and all this kind of stuff, it's not helping their cause and it's not helping the people of North Korea. Mm-hmm. Now that they have nuclear weapons, they have this big giant shield on them to say, like, we got what you got in a way, obviously not as much, but it's like, we've got what you got. So we're going to be able to come at these meetings with a little bit more of a level playing field and actually strike deals so that they can actually get out of poverty and get people fed.
You think that's why they did all this to begin with?
Yeah, I don't think that Kim Jong-un is a patriarch for his people, like in the sense of, I don't think that he's the one just be like, you know what? I care about my people now more than anything. I think it's more a power move than not. But he does understand that people need, like, he needs people around him and he needs his people to like him and all that kind of stuff. So ultimately, now that he's got this big shield of a nuclear weapon strapped to his back, it's like he is a threat. He's not as big of a threat, but it's still a threat. It's a nuclear weapon nonetheless, right? So
I read that, and this is kind of off topic, but still somewhat, it's just an interesting fact, but that in North Korea, men have to, they have to serve a minimum of 10 years in the military, and women have to serve a minimum of 7 years, which is like
weird,
crazy. That's a long time.
That's a long
time. Like, for a minimum.
Yeah, that's a minimum.
Yeah.
That's kind of wild. Yeah, they have, dude, it's crazy, man. It is the weirdest and most interesting and fascinating and bizarre and creepy world that North Korea is, like, is. It's a movie set. It's the creepiest movie set you'll ever walk onto. It's just insane. So it's kind of interesting to see, but yeah, I think that it's out of character for them just to be like, hey, we're cool. No problems.
Yeah.
Like, it's all good. And have you ever been into a fight, Caleb? A physical fist fight?
I was almost in a fight my freshman year of high school, but we got out of it.
You got out of it?
Yeah.
Are you, like, friends with the guy? Did either of you try to, like, work things out?
No, I did not know the guys.
Oh, plural.
Yeah.
About to get jumped?
It was me and a couple of my friends. We're at a birthday party for one of my other friends,
mm-hmm.
and a bunch of his friends who we didn't know.
Different school.
Mm. They were trying to beat up on one of my friends. So we had to throw down.
So I remember the only time I ever almost got into a fight,
yeah.
a fist fight, was this guy named Curtis West.
Freaking Curtis, dude.
Freaking Curtis. And he was on the football team. And so,
as were you, obviously.
Clearly. No, I was a little skater boy. And so it was kind of funny because we were going to get into this big old fisticuffs. We were texting the day before, like, dude, let's go. Like, I don't care. Like, easy. No problem. And so I'm chilling in the hallway one morning and he comes rolling through and I'm like, boom, let's go. Like, I see him walking through and I'm like, I'm ready. I'm ready to do this
thing.
You're
a little scrapper.
Right? And as soon as he walks through the doorway, like five or six of his football friends walked through the doorway, to which I said, well, I guess you won. Like, that's that, I guess. And so he pushes me up against the wall. He's like, you talking poop? You talking, like, keeps pushing me
against
the wall.
He said that?
He said that, dude. He said, wow. You talking poop? And then he even went so far, you talking crap? Oh. And the whole time I had me, it was me, Cameron Behrens, a buddy of mine at the time, Josh and Jordan Pickett, Josh Newsham, Jordan Pickett. I had my buddies. They were all, again, band guys, or skaters, so I didn't have like the biggest support team. So I'm getting pushed against the wall, and Cameron's the only one that's standing there next to me, cool as a cucumber, just being like, he wasn't talking crap, dude. Like, let it go. Yeah. Like, he's fine. Wasn't talking crap. Meanwhile, my other two buddies literally shrunk into the corner and like were just staring down at their phones. Like, I wasn't in there. It was a big old mess. And then he eventually walked out and.
Nice. Like, see one, dude.
Yeah, so I guess I took that. But anyways, I say all of this to say, a few weeks later, maybe it was even a little bit longer than that, he was working at the same store that my other buddy was working at, and like he was like, hey, tell Brandon, I say what's up. Like just trying to be friends and like trying to like make things cool. And I was like, I'm not really interested. But I've also had buddies that like have gotten into fights, like fist fights, and then at the end of it they're just like, you good? Like, yeah, I'm good. Like, it's like you become this, there's weird close like friendship happens because of it. All of this to say, maybe that's just what's gonna happen with North Korea and America at this point. Like, it's like the whole, like, we've Twitter battled long enough. Like, we good now, bud? Like, we can work this out or what? So anyway,
could be that.
It could be that, dude. Who freaking knows? But yeah, I think that, first off, you as a listener, if you've gotten this far, look into it yourself. Yes. Figure out your own opinion on it and see what you think, because this is actually a significant moment in history, as like dramatic as it might sound. These are the things that take place. And so it's kind of interesting to see what's actually going to happen. And I'm bummed that Trump had to cancel for whatever reason. because that would have been pretty significant to see him make that exchange.
Do you know what the reason was that
it would have been another like peace, not necessarily like a peace treaty type thing, but just more of a conversation to be like, what are we going to do? What's the next steps? How can we make something work type of thing? I believe it's the same kind of conversation that he had with South Korea. Kim Jong-un had with South Korea of just like, I'm shutting down my nuclear plants. I'm wanting to like come out this and say, we're good. Let's try to figure out how we can work this out. That type of thing. I think that would have been the same kind of conversation.
Was Trump that canceled it?
I don't know what happened. I think Trump canceled it. But I saw on his Instagram, it was like the way that he wrote the letter was like, I'm sorry that we were forced to cancel or something like that. I don't know. It was something, it seemed weird. Anyways, it's going to be rescheduled, I guess.
Okay. Well, that'll be interesting.
We'll keep you posted. But anyways, again, listeners, go look this up. Get educated on it.
We'll do
form an opinion.
We'll do some kind of post on Instagram, and then we'd love for you to comment on it and give us your opinions. Because this is a conversation,
not just
between me and Brandon, but between me and Brandon and about 110 other people.
Yeah. So that's important. So anyways, super exciting in a way. Not exciting, like fun exciting.
And
just
a little scary.
Yeah. That's why it's like exciting.
Trying to have
it's
a Cold War part two.
Yeah, exactly. So
I could really see it going either way.
For real. That's why I'm like, I actually will do more research into this and look into it a little bit more. Because I'm like, what's your motive here, dude?
I think they're both Kim Jong-un and Donald Trump are very... they both respond very emotionally.
Right.
So like...
Actually, I don't agree. Donald Trump doesn't do that.
You don't...
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, what? So I think like it could go either way because if one of them says one bad thing, it could just blow it all up.
Yeah, exactly. If it
literally or...
Yeah. It'd be interesting. So anyways.
That's it for this episode.
Thank you so much for listening.
We love you.
You're great.
We appreciate you.
You're great.
Go check us out on our Patreon / Espresso Boys and our Instagram and Twitter at The Espresso Boys. We love you. And Brandon, hit him with that classic closing line that we do every week.
All right. We'll do it at the same time. Ready?
Okay.
One, two, three.
That's it for now, folks.